Good morning, network.
Yeah, who's speaking?
Pardon me?
Who is this on the phone?
This is Matt Skinner.
Man, this here is Roy at Mercer from down here at Idabel.
Yeah.
We got a kind of a problem. I was listening to your radio station there yesterday. Y'all reported that my sister, Sharon Jean Mercer, was down here at Idabel, and she got drunk and got in a fist fight in the bowling alley down here. And I am just a little upset about it.
All right, you heard this on the Oklahoma News Network?
That's right.
Okay, about what time?
Well, it had to be about this time yesterday morning.
Well, I did the news yesterday morning, and I did no such story mentioning any name or having anything to do with Idabel.
Well, it had to be you. Right? That's the only doggone radio station I listen
this
to.
This is not a radio station.
Well, it's a it's a news thing, ain't it?
This is a news operation that is distributed to 70 stations across Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Now, each radio station, which we have no control over, picks up our programming. But what you probably heard was the local newscaster in your town, in Idabel.
What, is your name Skinner?
Yes.
Well, he's the one that I heard do this all dang story about my sister.
No, sir, you didn't. Because what? I have all the stories here in front of me that I used yesterday. And I did no such story.
Well, that's the only doggone radio station that my pickup truck will pick up is the one that does that Oklahoma news.
Right, but you could have, but most stations,
said
including our Idabel affiliate, follow our newscast with their own newscast.
Well.
Because we do not do stories like that, because they're not of interest to the state. We only do statewide news stories.
It's a bold-faced lie is what it is. It ain't no goddamn news stories. It said that my sister was down and got drunk and got in a fist fight at the bowling alley.
Well, we wouldn't have even done a story like that. That's of no interest to us. We wouldn't have aired it. If you heard it on your radio station...
I doggone sure did hear it, and she's pretty doggone upset.
Listen to me.
Well, I'm
trying. If you heard it on the radio station, the person who read the story was the person who worked for that radio station, not me.
I got me a pretty good...
So what you need to do is call that radio station and complain to them, because they're the ones who aired it, not us.
No, I done called that radio station, and they told me to give y'all a call. I'm getting a runaround here.
Well, they're passing the buck, because I guarantee you, not only did we not do that story, we would not do a story like that, because it's of no interest to the rest of people in Oklahoma.
Well, it's got her pretty doggone upset. I got me a pretty damn good attorney down here, Larry Parnell, in that Idabel, and we're going to have to sue somebody's ass over there.
Well, then what you need to do is sue that radio station, because they're undoubtedly the ones who aired that story.
Well, now, I heard it, and I heard your name involved in it is what I heard, and I called them, the radio station, and they said Matt Skinner at the Oklahoma News.
That's right, and evidently you confused my name, my newscast, with their newscast, because probably they run the two, one right after another. First comes my news, and then their newscast.
Well.
Or first they air my news, and then their own newscast.
I don't know anything about that. I don't know nothing about that. All I know is that somebody is going to get their ass whooped over this thing.
Well, I can't help you, sir, because I did not carry that story on the network. I have all the stories here listed according to their times.
Don't y'all check your stories before you report things on the radio?
I didn't air that story.
Well, somebody did. Somebody was saying that my sister, Sharon Jean Mercer,
was drunk. Sir, are you listening to me? That radio station did. You need to call that station and tell them they aired that story.
Well, you listen to me. There's going to be somebody get that gall-dang ass whooped over this thing.
Obviously. Fine. Have your attorney call us.
No, it ain't going to be no attorney call nobody. I'm going to come down there and whoop your ass.
Do you know where we are?
I can find out, by God.
Sir, you need to go to the radio station.
I'm coming to your radio station today.
Fine, do that.
How long are you going to be there?
Be where?
At your radio station.
I'm not at a radio station.
Well, where the hell are you?
I'm in a completely different area, and I'm not going to tell you because you don't understand. You need to go to the radio station you listen to.
How big a boy are you?
You're not listening to me, sir. I'm trying to explain
you
the situation
listening,
to you.
You ain't listening to me. I heard my sister's name on a gall-dang radio station, said she was drunk and got in a fist fight, and she's a church...
You said that to me 30 times.
She's
now
a church-going woman, and she would never be
me.
Involved in no fist fight in no damn bowling alley.
Fine, then you need to sue the radio station that
I ain't suing nobody. There's somebody
going...
Well.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to have to call him back now.
Now's the payoff.
Thank you.
Network.
Yeah, is this Skinner again?
Yes, sir. I'm not going to talk to you anymore.
Well, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this.
You don't understand. You need to go to the radio station and complain there. Goodbye.
First of all, see, he did it again. Oh, Lord.
You tell him you have to hold on a second. You ever heard of that radio station up there?
Wait a minute. It's Brent, isn't it?